Der Gelehr leine bruch achas mein Scholisch. Der Chacham im Moim, der Chacham say no, for like klum, Chacham Moim, when he gets finished eating rice, all you have to do is just make a very nefashis. So then before we had a machlokes in the brice, so what bruch did you make after rice? One brice said you make an ala michiyo, and one brice says you make a very nefashis. So that's this machlokes. According to Rabbi Gamliel says, Oiriz v'deichin, you have to make a bruch achas mein Scholisch. The Chacham say, for like klum, it's only a very nefashis. So very good, that's the machlokes. So the Gemara, no, that's not going to shtin. The Gemara, b'maya kimta, who do you want to answer the first braisa that says that on Oiris v'deichin, you make an ala michya, you want to say that goes according to Gamliel, that goes according to Gamliel. For the Gemara, that's not good. Eima seifa the reisa. What did the seifa of that reisha say? Im eina prusas kayomis, if the prusas are not kayomis, that means you cook this rice, and it's not a kezayis. You cooked, you made from rice, you made bread, and you chopped the bread into pieces. And the prusas are not kayemis, it's not the shear of the kezayis anymore, and you cooked it. Is betchila mavarach olea burni mezonis. The beginning, you make a burni mezonis, because our kol ponim is not worse than cooked rice. On cooked rice, you make a burni mezonis. Ulepsoi, for when you finish eating it, what bracha do you make? Mavarach olea bracha achas men sholish. Yup. You make a bracha achas men sholish. That's what the brisa says. It's on this prusas, on this cooked rice, all you make is just one bracha main sholish. Sitrashi. Sitrashi. Amos say for the ratio. Tehi mas nisen. The mas nisen grab a kreitze fachita. Ah, the he ratio today katoni safe in a pruska yomis. That's the kasha. I mean, the safe for that brisa is not talking about rice, it's talking about wheat. Chitim. And in the brice it says that what? If you made a bread made out of wheat, a regular bread, and you took a piece of it and you cooked the bread. So the brice says if the prusas are not kayemis, means the piece is less than a kezayis, if you cook it now, all you have to make is a berami and a zaynis, and you make an ala michi at the end. That's what the brice says. Now, for the Gemara Mani, how could that brice go like Rabbi Gamliel? E Rabbi Gamliel, if that brice goes according to Rabbi Gamliel, hash to akosevis. Mother Rabbi Gamliel says, if you eat dates, the adaisa, you eat raw, eat cereal. Rabbi Gamliel, give a brachis. Gamliel says, if you just eat wheat that was cooked in the cereal form, you have to bench on it. Obviously, here we took this wheat and you made a bread out of it, and now you cook the bread. So that should be worse. And then a prusas kayamis. Now you have bread mamish, they just cooked it up. Me boy, avadi should have to make three brachas on it, you should have to bench on it. So the kids of that rice, they can't go according to Gamliel. Ella pshiti rabbonim. Avada that price goes according to rabbonim. So according to rabbonim is good. When do we bench? Only if you eat bread. Now bread, if you take a piece of bread that was baked and now you cook it, it depends. If it's less than the kezayis, it loses its chashivas of bread anymore, and you only have to make an ala michya. If it has the shear of a kezayis, then it still retains the shear of a bread. But according to Gamliel, doesn't come out. Gamliel says you have to bench even on eating cereal. So avada on cooked bread, you have to bench. But the Gemara Yochi, Abizoy Kasha, the Rabbanan Rabbanan. Abizoy, that price that goes according to Rabbanan also. And what is the Shver now? That the price says when you finish eating rice, you have to make an ala michya. And the next price that says according to Rabbanan, V'loy Klum, you only make a Baruch Nefoshes. So now we have a steer in the Rabbanan. We can't say it goes according to Gamliel anymore because then the Sefer Shver. It has to go according to Rabbanan. So you have a steer in the Rabbanan. What bracha achrayna do we make when we finish eating rice? So the Gemara Yoni Yitzri is El Lielam Rabbonin. Havada the Brisa goes according to Rabbonin. V'toni, and you have to change the gears in the first Brisa. V'toni Gabi Erez, you have to say when you eat rice, even though you made it into a dish, or you made it into a bread, that Metchili you make a burn, Mizoinis, Ulebsaif, Einem Avorach Olav Leklum. But you should know when you get finished eating the rice, you don't make any bracha, means you don't make an ala michiyam, just a burn of hoshes. That's the maskon, and that's the way we hold. If you eat rice, cooked rice, when it's cooked well, that the rice gets stuck together, you make a burr minim zoinis, but at the end, you only make a burr in the bushes. Then you make a burr for your domo. There's a sheer to it, how much cooked. Usually, our rice, when we eat it cooked, you know, it's always stick together, it's always clingy. Then you make a burr minim zoinis on it. But if it's not cooked so well, then you only make a burr for your domo. What? Make a burr minim zoinis on it. It's like puffed rice. Right. When you finish, you want to make a burn of hoshes. Omar Rob. Rob says now we're going to really come back to explain this last rice that we had. That says, interesting, if you have a piece of bread, and you go and cook the bread, so it depends what bracha you make on it. No, this next one. See, Omar Rava, Hai Rihita Dechakloi. This is a type of a dish that they made in the valley. The Mavshebe Kimcha. They used to put a lot of flour inside it. It's Mavorach Burning Mizoinis. You make a Burning Mizoinis. My timer, the Smidika. Since you ate a lot of flour in there, you make a Burning Mizoinis. That's the Yikr. So Trashi. Dechakli. Trashi Rihita. Hai Chavit Kedera. That's what we had before. The ingredients are again flour, honey, and oil. So he says now, the Chakli means Bnei Kfar. The people living in the valley, the outside the main city, they, the Mavshebe Kimchas Rashi, Shemarbim by Kemich. They put a lot of flour into it, so it has more flour than honey. Therefore, he holds the flour, you can make a Burning Mizoinis on this. Mashenke de Mechuza, people live in the city itself, it's Rashi Mechuza, Bnei Krach. People live inside the city. They don't air too much flour, just a little bit flour. So he held the ikr was the honey. My time, a dub shikr. That's what he held. So tomorrow of a hodu amarova, then rubber was chayzer. The awari holds, and we have a locha, idi barmini mezoinis. Both of them, even though in the kfar, by krach, they put in more honey than flour, and the ikr was the honey, still we make a barmini mezoinis. Why? The rav and shmu, we had his locha before, the yamri tavayu, kol sheyesh by mechamesha saminim. It's for mechamesha saminim, the flour is a very chosh of a thing. Anytime you have the flour in this tafshum to make you soyed alay that the flour is filling there, mevorach and ala burning mezoinis. You have to make a burning mezoinis, even though the ikr is the honey, and you have more honey than flour, but abi the flour is not just put there to make dibuk, right, to make it stick together. The flour is put there because you want to taste good and you want to eat the flour, even though it's less of amount, it's more choshev, and you always make a burning mezoinis. That's where we hold. Licorice is a shallow, what brach you make, it's a question. That's different. So that's why you make a shackle on it. That's why you make a shackle on licorice. Because the flour is not made there to eat out flour, it's only made with dibble. It's only made to keep it to stick together, like a paste. But anytime you put the shallow, we're talking about today is a mold is gewilte fish. Some gewilte fish, the mamish put a ton of matzimel inside it. They buy the jar, give it to fish. Yep. Question why they put matzah mel in there. If they put the matzah mel in there, not just to stick together, but they want it to taste good and to fill it up, and you want to eat it, so shall they have to make a burning mezoinis on a gevulta fish? Shall how much and why they put it in? Same thing is sometimes on hamburgers. Some hamburgers, they say in yeshivas are mold. The mamish have half as flour. The meat is got tough for there, half as flour. So the flour there is mamish to eat the flour. Shall they make a burning mezoinis? If we just put a little flour in there just to make the meat stay together, dibble, then you need to make a shakl still. The kozman, the flour is there, even though it's a little bit flour. The flour is there to eat it and to be soyed halein. It's a chosh of a thing. That's Rav Shmuel Halacha to make a burning mezoinis. Right. Omer Rav Yoitz. Now we're going back to dinner before. Hai chavitza. Chavitza is bread that was cooked. That's where Rashi learns the sugi at least. Rashi learns chavitza, Rashi, kain, shalnuka, shemafarer, you take bread and you mafar it, chop it up into pieces and put it into the pan where you're cooking it up. So Rashi learns chavitze is cooked bread. Now, the yeast paper in kezayis, if the pieces are the shear of a kezayis, v'tchilim v'baruchol of hamaitzi, lechem minoret, it retains the din of lechem, will upside v'baruchol of shalat brochus. You still have to bench on it, even though you cook the bread, but since it has the shear of a kezayis, it retains the din bread to it. Mashenkin, the less paper kezayis, if it has less, the pieces have less than the kezayis to it, and you cook up these pieces, but chilim avarachol avaramini mezoinis, all you have to do is just avaramini mezoinis now, or lipsayif at the end, brocha achas mien sholish. At the end, you just have to make an alamichya. That's all. As it loses the chshivas of bread to it. Since you cooked it now in water, and it's less than the kezayis, it loses the chshivas of bread. So that's what Rashi learned in the subject. But in anything, no lav dafku in anything, even oil also. But Tzai speaks out here. Pirush Rashi, the time of Atanya Liel, the Brice before said the lashon was bizman shaprusa kayemis. Before we had the shear, lashon was is the prusa kayemis. Then you make a moitzi. Ain't a prusa kayemis. Lo yivorchal of a moitzi. Afagav yistek zayis. The Chur Tzai says a stira. Before we said the lashon was if the prusa is kayemis, and now we're saying it's a shear of a kazayis or not. The Teretz says the Rav Yisim Meforish Lei. Rav Yisim now is explaining what did the Brisa mean before? Haprusas Kayemis. what does it mean if the bread is kayemis, it's still here, even though you cooked it, still you make a moitzi? Hainu b'kazayis. That means if there's a kazayis. V'yein ha'prusa kayemis, what does that mean? V'shein ben kazayis. If you cook bread that has less than a kazayis, you chop it up into pieces, less than a kazayis, then you only have to make a burning mezainis. V'chein v'forsh tam v'yishalmi. What's the length v'yishalmi also? Good, so that's places. Chat here. So it comes a chapanaf gemina. If you make a French toast, that's called tigun. Putting French toast, you're like frying it. It's a machlokes achronim, is frying is called bishul and not also. So be a shalom, if you make French toast less than a kazayis, to be a question, maybe you only have to make a burning mezainis, not a moitzi anymore. Yeah. Right. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Zok Rabbi Yosef. Mino aminu. How do I know this? Now, first we're going to go through Rashi Shita. Since he says that the end comes out a little different shot. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Mino aminu. How do I know this? He says Rashi learns. What does it mean to say Mino aminu? That Rashi. The yaprurim kizayis mevorach and amoitzi. That if you have a piece that's the size of the kizayis, even though it was cooked, still it retains the shivas of bread, and you still make a moitzi. How do I know this? He says. As in Svarah by says, once you cook it, you mavato the shame bread, and you should only make a burning mezainis. And what's my right? It's still called pas. Brings the right, the Tanya. For your aim made umakriv menachis, of Yisrael came now to bring menachis, Yerushalayim. Is oimer borech shechiyano v'kimonu v'giyon lozman hazeh. So Rashi learns as goes upon the baile. So Rashi, for your Yisrael oimer, it's Yisrael that wants to bring the mincha now. Or makriv menachis, v'nostu l'koyim makrivoi, the Yisrael gave his mincha the country makrivit, oimea baruch shechiyonu, im lo yeviyo menachis a yom rabin. If this Yisrael did not bring a mincha for a long time, so by says that you didn't do this mincha for a long time, that's Rashi Shita, you pass to make a shechiyonu. That even though there's no specific time when you have to bring the mincha, but as long as you didn't do this mitzvah for a long time, over a month already, it passed to make a shech yoni. Tosfos learns that going on the kohen, not on Yisrael, the kohen is doing the avoda, he makes the shech yoni. Tosfos v'nira v'kohen o'imid la'akriv rishon v'mishrosay. The first time the kohen does the akrav, he has to make it a shech yoni. Fighter. Not long yochlan, later the kohen has the right to eat the mincha. It's by mincha you take out a handful of the kemitza, and that's your makriv, and the rest of the mincha the kohen eats. Not long yochlan, now the kohen takes the rest of the flour and the rest of the bread to eat. As mevorach ha-moitzi lechem in haaretz, he has to make a moitzi. The tonya law, we learned by menachis, the kulan, the alochas of a mincha is, the alis of minchas machavas, the minchas macheshes, that first they bake the flour into a bread form, and then you used to cut it up into pieces, and then you used to put shemen. So the kulon places him when they would chop it up, kizayis. The pieces would be chopped up to a kizayis. And still you see, you make a moitzi lechem in oritz. So from here is the raya that pieces of bread, as long as there are kizayis, they still retain the locher of a moitzi. Trashi not the loch na koin, but toni lo kloimer, o tenan ala menoches, minchas machavas, o minchas macheshes, that these menoches, first you baked it into bread. You bake it first, and then you make a kemitza. You have to chop up the bread into pieces before the kohen makes the kemitza. The yoisayis from tzitzin makes kezaisim. He makes the pieces into a kezaisim. Kedichsev posasayis apitim, posim, almop tzitzin kezaisim, mevorach aleim amoitzi. You see from here that you have pieces of bread the size of a kezaisim, still you have to make a moitzi. So it's very shren Rashi Shita is, but now they didn't cook this piece of bread anymore. A mincha, it was baked first, now you chop it up into pieces, so the kohen makes the kemitza from it, and that is makriv, and the rest you eat. The chur is not cooked anymore now. At all, you put shemen over it, you throw shemen, so get mixed up with the shemen. But kol poanim, you don't cook it anymore right now. So that's all the Rishonim's kash and Rashi, that's why they learn the sugya different. They learn the sugya chavit, it's not where it's cooked. It's just you have bread mixed up into some other liquid. But the Teres to Rashi is a shver. Rashi Tosfos learned that about you were metagin it before b'shemen. When they first make the bread, they didn't just bake it in the oven. They had it mixed with a lot of oil. So metchila, when it was mixed with oil, that gave it a shem bishul to it. So it's considered like first you cook this bread. And now when you cut the pieces into pieces less than a kezayis, you have a piece of bread here less than the size of a kezayis, which has a din cooked on it, it's called bishul. Still you see you make a moitzi. All of a kasha, that's where it plays the matchin mashi. That the raya is that this bread was first like cooked, because it was metigun b'shemen. It was fried like in a lot of oil. So that's called like bishul. So it was cooked bread, even though then it was a whole kazayas. But now you cut it up into pieces, so each piece is a kazayas. This piece is called like a piece of bread that was cooked. And still you say, since it's a kazayas, you make a moitzi, it's a riot to Rashi Shita. But Tosfos Shita will soon see the halacha that this Gemara is talking about, not where bread was cooked. Because you take bread and you mix it up with other oil, or you mix it up with water, you mix it up into other liquid. Yeah. So first of all, kazayis. So that's the sheet, that's the right, it must bring it, and on a kazayis is still called bread, you make a moises. He holds no. On a minchas macheshes, after you bake the bread first, before kemitza, you have to chop up the bread into such small pieces, mamish looks like it comes back to flour. You have to chop it up, mamish, into small crumbs again, the bread. According to him, are you going to say you don't have to make a moitzi anymore? Because since now it's less than a kazayis. So according to Rashi, it has a din bishul on it. According to Tosfos, it's mixed up with oil now, so it's called small pieces of bread, less than the kazayas mixed with oil, but the law is you only make a burning mezainis, according to our svaris. And the chura, you still make a moitzi lechem. So the more v'chitem, lochinami, maybe ain't a chinami. When does the brisa say you make a moitzi on a mincha? Only if you have a kazayas of the pieces. But lo yitzu, you chop up the pieces less than the kazayas, I'll tell you, ain't a chinami. The bracha is not a moitzi anymore, the kohen comes to eat it, the kohen just has to make a burning mezainis. For the more v'tanya, I'll bring you right now like that, v'tanya. Lokat mikulam, the kohen went to collect a lot of different pieces from different menachis, kazayis, from like three different menachis. He collected together a piece that these three pieces added to a kazayis. So this is like the Yishmael, the very Yishmael, that used to chop up the pieces into small pieces, smaller than a kazayis. So he had to collect a few pieces together to get the size of the kazayis, the ochlam, and then he ate it. His aloch im chomitz, so if it's talking about Pesach right now, it's chomitz, oinish chorus. Yechayev chorus, it's called lechem. V'yim matzor, if it's made out of matzor, then yoytzel b'edich was b'pesach. So here you see, even though the smaller pieces of the kazayis, and even though it had a din cooked on it, still it's called lechem. You could be yoytzel matzor with it, or yoytzel chomitz. So it's a kasha on Rav. We're saying now, Rav said that any time the bread was cooked less than the kazayis, it's not lechem anymore. You only make a burning mezainis. And the Gemara hochem and mayaskinon v'sha arson. I'll tell you, here we're talking about, you collected together the three pieces of the mincha, and you made it down to dough again, you made it down like the flour, and you cooked it up again, you made it nochemol into a dough, and you baked it over again. B'shasa means you made these pieces back into one piece of bread. For the Gemara, yeah?
I take it, even if I say that it doesn't have as lechem,
yeah,
it's for sure crumbs. I mean, it's so cookie crumbs. So what's the
kasha
that he says that
he's made? Rice does not. If you cook it with the rice, it's not called chometz anymore. If it's cooked, it loses its din bread.
It's either
chometz
or matzah. It's not
hadam anymore. Maybe the rice is for matzah. Maybe Rashi says matzah. See, Rashi kizayis. Rashi kizayis. That Rashi would be come. Yoytze bo yedeicha vos v'pesach. Mishumachilus matzah. That's the raya. The mitzvahs asehi. The siddur of teichlo matzahs. For awesome lechem bina, by master has to dafka be lechem. V'chsiv bein lechem oini. Alma lechemu. You see, even though this bread is cooked, still it's cold bread, even though it's less than a kazayis. V'mavorach ha-moitzi. V'ho mastis and akoch rebi shmueli. So katoni look at mikulon kazayis. Says you had to collect from a few pieces to get a kazayis. Alma v'psisim psuchusim mikazayis koi. So here it's a chloride, still cold lechem, and still you still make a moitzi. So it's a kashan rova. And the Gemara no b'shas of the Rashi. Your mamish put it together again to one piece and you baked it up again. Also, Lashna was to say you made a dough out of it. That's why you are yoytze matzah, and that's why you make a moitzion. The Mori Hocher Yevazoin Amos say, who was the safer say, Rusha Ochlam Mechtei Achilus Prat. You have to eat from it, from these pieces, in the shear of a Kazei Achilus Prat, which is around 4 minutes. You have to eat the Kazayis. So Rashi, Rusha Ochlam Mechtei Achilus Prat. Shlo Yishoy, you should not wait. Mishischa lecho, from the time you started to eat the shear of the kazayis, ad shegomer achilas hashir, until you finished eating the kazayis, yoisi, you shouldn't wait in between, from the time you started eating until you finish eating, mechte achilas chati kike shoshmoine beitzim. That's one shita. So have a chati arbo beitzim. How long it takes you to eat 4 eggs? The shear takes you to eat 4 eggs, that's alamo the shear, that's mitzarev and achila. That's like 4 minutes, some sheet doesn't know. 3 minutes by nafkamina, by matzah, Pesach by night, if you eat the kezayis within 3 minutes, you eat to the mitzvah. Shezel tzir of shir achila. This is the shir that one eating is treated like one eating. If you waited longer from time you started to eat till you finished, ain't no achila mitzvah. The achila is not mitzvah. So it says here, Chloe, when you eat these pieces, should eat the pieces first, because they have to finish eating the kezayis of it within these 3 minutes. For the Gemara of Ibisharas, and if you're talking about you made this piece of bread back into one piece again, you made it down to flour, into dough again, and you baked it over again, hai sha'ochlon. It means ochla mashmi, eating all these pieces. Sha'ochlo mi boiler. Should have said, eat it. It's only one piece now. Does it just say sha'ochlon? Mashmi is still talking about you have a lot of pieces here. And even though each piece is less than the kezayis and had it been cooked on it, still you make a moitzi. So it's al shver according to Rava. And for the Gemara, so you can't say it's talking about the sha'arso and it was baked together again. It's mashmi klor's pieces. And still you make a moitzi. And the Gemara hocha my askina nusvaram v'bor melechem godol. Nafkimina, you have a big piece of bread here. And now you cut off pieces from this bread. And you cook up these small pieces. Close the mind, the big bread is still here in front of us. These small cooked pieces still get a chshivus of melechem. Still called bread. Like you still see it part of that big bread there. So that's the case of menachas here. That's where here you make a moitzi. Rav is talking about you take the whole bread and chop it up into small pieces and cook them. Since the big bread is not here anymore, then you only make a berum in your mezonis. But when the big bread is still here, these small pieces are like, still called part of that bread. A new svara. Rashi, Yochab and Mayaskinun. Uvishloi arsan, you didn't make it back into one piece. Ukur amrit. Like we said before, that's what we say it's called a moitzi, it's called lechem, but bor melechem godol. Venishim min alechem shlo nifras kuloi. He didn't chop up the whole bread. Avol nifras kuloi. In a case we chopped up the whole bread, then loch shivei psisin apchusim mikazayis. Then eat small pieces, not considered choshim, lo mevorken amoitzi, ven yoitzi boi dech vasim matzapetach. He won't be yoitzi. That's the masana. That is a new swar, if there's a big piece of bread there, then the small pieces are still called bread. When you chopped up the whole bread, then it loses the chshivus of bread if it was less than a kezayis cooked. So the Gemara now. My heavy law. For the Gemara, call upon him, what's the maskona? What do we hold by chavitza? What's the law? How do we pass it? Omer Rav Sheshe, this is the maskona. Hai chavitza, which according to Rashi, it means bread that was cooked. And according to Tosfos, it means bread that was not cooked. Just bread that's mixed up with other merit. I tell you, says the end here. The end of the top Tosfos. Is Hainu Pirurin Hanid Vokim Yaket, piece of bread that was stuck together, Ayede Merik, a turn to soup, Ayede Chola, Ayede Milk, Kamei Chavitz, the Tarim Rishenid Vokim. That's where Toys learns the Sugin, not just speaking that, but that's what we pass in Aloha. We pass in my Toysis. Now, what I'm going to say is, Hai Chavitz, if you have this bread, like Toys learns up, there was pieces of bread less than a Gavayit, but was just stuck together with milk, nothing to do with cook. Just stuck together, or the liquid, is Afagab, the less Bay Pirurin Kazayis. Even though it doesn't have pieces, Alpha God the last of Rung Gazayis, the Baruch of Hamaytzi Lechem Minoris. Still, you make a Hamaytzi Lechem Minoris. It's even though the pieces are less than the Gazayis, still you make a Hamaytzi. And on my Rava says another Hezbron is for who the Ecole Teresa Dinamo. That means even though, like Tais learns, you're soaking these small pieces of bread in milk or in water, it's not soaked so much that it lost its Teresa Dinamo. Teresa Dinamo Pasha means it has to look like lechem. Kozman still looks like bread, then you still make a moitz lechem minoritz. But we pass the light twice a sheet that this is only providing you didn't cook it. So lalocha, there are three sheets here. If you have this bread, if you have regular bread, no matter how small you make the pieces of bread, your mamish take the crumbs and crumble it down. If nothing was done to it, you still have to make a moitz lechem minoritz. Even small crumbs of bread, you have to make a moitz. Now, if you take the pieces of crumbs and put it into liquid, that's Taisa Shita. So if it has less than the Kezayis, you only make a Moitzi if there's Teresa Dinamo. If it looks like bread, if it doesn't look like bread anymore, and Taisa says the Shita is, Teresa Dinamo, Taisa says you soak it in water, Nira, Taisa says in the middle of this Amar Rava, Teresa Dinamo, Taisa says, Nira Dainu Keshenoisna Purim B'mayim, you soak it in water, V'im HaMayim Eslavnin, the water turns a little bit white, Machma Sapurim, because of the bread, also let Teresa Dinamo. Then the bread is like sold dissolved, it's not called bread. He used to soak his bread every night in water. has used to make the pieces less than a kazayis and soak it overnight in water. Kedei lochlam b'shachah b'lei brichas amaitzi or b'lei brichas amozim. So la'achah kedei sheyeschazik reish shabiyachol lagra halacha. In the morning, he didn't have time to make a maitzi and to bench. It took too long. But he had to eat bread to fill himself up. So what did he do? He used to soak his pieces of bread overnight in water, less than a kazayis. So in the morning, it didn't have any more teresa dinamo. Then you only have to make a burim and imazaynis and an alamichia. So that's the halacha here. That if the bread is just soaked in water, then if it has a teresa dinamo, you make a maitzi. If it doesn't have teresa dinamo, you make a burim and imazaynis. Ma'ashenki, we pass an halacha, luitzu, you cook the bread. If you took bread and cooked it in water, then it's totally if it has a kazayis or not. If the bread has the shear of a kazayis, then you still make a moitzi lechem norit, it never loses the shear of the bread. So toast that has the size of a kazayis to it, you zichem make a moitzi. But any time you cook bread less than the kazayis, then automatically you always make a burning mezonis. You do not, it's not telling Teresa the Nama. That's the Wipaskim. Because Wipaskim is two sugis acholim. The sugi before it says it's totally in prusa kayemes. That's talking about when you cook the bread. So prusa kayemes means if there's a kazayis, you make a moitzi. Not a kazayis, you make an alamichya. You make a burning mezonis. That's the first sugya. This sugya, chavetz kedeir, is talking about where the bread was not cooked, just it was soaked in water or soaked in milk. Now it's a new shayla. Even though it's less than the kazayis, it still retains the same bread, kolzman that has teresa dinamo. It's kolzman you didn't soak it enough that it got dissolved in there. Like Tosfos says, the water already changed white. So these are the shita, that's what we pass him. We don't pass like Rashi Shita.
Hi, Rashi Shita. All right, we'll stop here. See you on the next tape.